Okay, then Adriaan Schout. Some okay. Views from research perspective? Or
no, I will leave that up to you. Because actually my research areas, I'm an economist with a public administration background, and I'll bore you to death if I start talking about that. I think I have a bit of a hands-on experience because I happen to be in a situation that at least some very small parts of the international press phone me when there's something about the Netherlands. And over the past few days, I hope you can hear me, I have, just today, I think, I've spoken to the L'Express, Associated Press, Danish Press, BBC, and yesterday was the same, you know, there's elections going on, and they, somehow once they've got your phone number, they... They know how to find you, and I think this.
You switch it off, now the phone.
Yeah, well, they can hear me. Yeah. I'll give them my phone number if they want. But the reason this happened is that two years ago or something, when Geert Wilders supported the government, I wrote a piece in the Volkskrant saying that Geert Wilders will do no damage to our economy because he just knows how far he can go, and I think I was pretty right. He hasn't damaged our economy. In fact. He supported one of the most pro-European governments that we've had. If you look at the measures they've supported over the past 2 years in the EU, it's been a very pro-European government supported by Geert Wilders. I once called him a salon anti-European because he talks a lot against Europe, but he doesn't really do anything to stop any of that. So I've wrote that, and that attracted the media attention from Japan and the Philippines, and you know, aren't you not mad in the Netherlands? And you know, this is now coming back again with the elections. There is a sort of international impression of the Netherlands that we are close-minded, that everybody here is dyeing his hair blonde and voting for Geert Wilders, and you know, they know Pim Fortuyn, and you know, that is a bit of an impression that that I come across in my daily business. So. And I also know, sometimes even from close quarters, what the Dutch government is doing in the EU, because I'm actually, as Arco was saying, I'm regarded to be an EU expert at least, so I follow what happens in the EU, and I know the Dutch positions, and I know what to do behind the scenes, and actually this government is quite active, continuously, at the European level. Now these may all things that you do not like what they do, but at least they're very, very active. And one of the things what happened this week is that I didn't see it myself, but it was a debate between party leaders, and if I'm correctly informed, Rutte took a very harsh position against Greece. Actually something even with a red light, or I think a red line, no further money for Greece. You know, this is the selfish Dutch interest. We don't want to support those problem countries. That's the impression. But I can tell you that Rutte is at his level talking to Hollande, to Rajoy, to Merkel, and they are talking about how to solve the crisis. And in this situation, Merkel and, for example, Rutte also, they are putting pressure on Hollande for when Samaras goes to Hollande, that at least Hollande is informed. You know your limits, huh? You know your limits. Huh? You see in what position Rutte is. We have to wait for the report for the Troika. This is not a situation in which Rutte can say, we know we have to be flexible to the Greeks. Because if he says this now, the bargaining chip is gone, the pressure on Hollande. So the Netherlands is actually very much involved in all kinds of international debates, very, very deeply. And we have always been, as the Netherlands, a sort of intellectual leader country. The Dutch have always come with ideas, with analyses. The reason why, I won't make it technical, Schengen, the free the person movement in the EU, has been created in the way it is now, at a high level of European integration, is because the Dutch have been pushing it. Now we want to have certain changes. That is typically for the Netherlands. We think about things, we come with analysis, we have a sort of medium position in the EU. We're quite rich, we're we have a bit of an intellectual inclination, and we are not one of the big countries. We're not threatening. So we have this role, and we can play it, and we do it. And I still see that the Netherlands is doing that. Now, why we have this reputation? Of course we had Pim Fortuyn and Geert Wilders. But there are also these, let's call it incidents. I don't think there are incidents. We in the EU, even single-handedly using a veto, as 1 against 26, we blocked, for example, the accession of Serbia. Now, people they said, this is what you do not do in Europe. But actually, it had a very big impact on the rule of law and the position of rule of law in all of the debates. And the rule of law is terribly important because it relates to media law, civil rights, and all the rest of it. The Dutch have defended it. And there was a lot of criticism on the Dutch doing it. But I can now see a lot of support for what good that you did it, because we actually now see how important rule of law in all these other countries is. Same with Schengen and the position in Romania and Bulgaria. Yes, we're the country which pulled up the handbrakes. And we hope it has effect, because we do it out of a certain reason. We have an intellectual explanation for it. And we're not afraid to say it. This is not an inward orientation of the Netherlands closing, and we don't want Serbia, and we do not want Bulgaria, Romania. This is because we have certain ambitions with the rule of law in the EU, and that's why we do it, like it or not. I can go on with these things. So we have this reputation. I can clearly see that, but I also think it is not quite deserved internationally. And I can give many examples of why this may seem the case, but fundamentally the Netherlands is a very liberal and pragmatic country. We know where our interests are. 70% of our economic interests is related to the countries around us here in the EU. We know that that is the case, but we'll not buy anything of Europe all the time. And we're also very liberal. We even require people to start learning Dutch, presumably, these days. So we're very pragmatic. We've always been that, and we're not true fundamental Europeans believers. People think that we were. We you know, look at the 50s and the 60s. The Dutch were always very pragmatic about why we wanted the EU. You know, we haven't changed. We haven't become pro-European, and we haven't closed our mind. We're still the pragmatic Dutch trade people that we always were. Now, why have we deserved this? That is the question. I do not really know the answer. Why do people think that we have gone mad and closed our minds? And of course, I take all your the things you said really as absolutely true. But not of you, but of some people. I sometimes think that this complaining about the Dutch openness has a little bit of naivety involved. And I don't want to offend anybody here. But countries defend their interests. They think about what their interest is, and they go for it. We do it too. And that is not necessarily bad. It's part of how politics work. It works the same like that at the international level. It is not a sign of thinking, you know, being inward-looking or whatever. It is part of politics. And sometimes I need the newspapers, and I read articles which give the impression as if the Netherlands doesn't know how to deal with Europe anymore, and that we don't play the European game anymore very effectively, and all the rest of it. I don't think that is really true. And sometimes I think we have a high level of self-criticism in the Netherlands, and that's why we more or less create maybe this image of that we're losing our open reputation. A few final remarks. First of all, our ministers aren't always very good at being diplomatic. I just come back from a conference in Germany, and there was one on the effects of ministers talking to the press and how that affects the interest rates during the euro crisis. And the first picture that was shown was of Jan Kees de Jager. Yes, that is bad news for the Netherlands. Our ministers should probably be more subtle in the news and when they make statements. And I think there's an important lesson to be learned, that what happens in each other's countries is much more international news than it used to be in the past. We commend it more often now about other countries. And our diplomatic skills should maybe be refined here and there, just marginally. We also think penny-wise, because now is also the time for the Netherlands to take international affairs more serious. Let me give some examples, or at least one. There's a whole discussion about the banking union, and which is fundamentally about banking regulation. Banking regulation can only be done at an international level. From my work, I can really see that we need here in The Hague much more investments about what does this mean. But ministries are not, they have a civil servant type of attitude, and they lack investments in the type of knowledge that we need. And there are more examples that I can give. It is more important to operate at the international level, and it requires investments, and it requires a different kind of style. Final remark, Roemer is the party leader of the SP. Sometimes I get the impression that Roemer at least is presented as somebody who wants to close the borders. And for sure, there are things that you might use against him in that respect. On the other hand, if Roemer would have won the election next week, the Netherlands would be a little bit more like France with Hollande, but we wouldn't move out of the EU or whatever else. It is just a change in tone. And I think, you know, if we look at our debates that we have now in the Netherlands and the debate about the Roemer, I don't think it's that absurd. It's just that would be a shift from our Merkel position towards maybe a bit more a Hollande position. But that is we may not like it, but it is not a closing of our minds. Have I said enough?
You're just getting started.
We're waiting for responses from the public.
It's up to you.
Okay, thanks Adriaan Schout.